British Sky Broadcasting, Momentum Pictures and Lionsgate present Skinwalkers, directed by James Isaac, starring Jason Baer as Barrick, Elias Koteas as Jonas, Rona Mitra as Rachel, and Matthew Knight as Tim. Audio described by Therese Birch on behalf of MCS Agency. A young boy and his mother become the targets of two warring packs of werewolves. Caption: Yi Nadlushi, Navajo for skinwalkers, human beings who've gained supernatural powers through blood. Some call it a gift, others a curse. A war has been raging between those who want the curse to end and those who embrace the powers of the beast. According to Indian legend, a 13-year-old boy will bring an end to all skinwalkers.
There are some things in this world so frightening that we pretend they don't exist. Stuff of nightmares. We tell ourselves there's no such thing. But the truth is, they're out there. Even closer than we fear.
A Native American man is running through dense woods looking terrified. In his hand, he carries a rolled-up map and a videotape. Wearing jeans and a check shirt, he dodges under low branches through the dappled sunshine that pierces the dense canopy of leaves. He runs past a man lying on his back, a blood stain spreading from his throat down his white vest. Stumbling, he continues to run until he collides with a figure suspended upside down from a branch, straps hanging from its outstretched arms. He falls backwards, then scrambles to his feet and runs down a leaf-strewn bank, past more bodies and a clearing. Exhausted, he leans against a large tree. A knife pierces the trunk next to him. He drops to the ground and hides behind the tree, looking around desperately. He breaks up the tape. He searches his jeans pocket for a lighter and ignites the rolled-up map. He's startled by a figure emerging from the woods into the clearing and takes aim with his gun, his eyes darting nervously from side to side. He takes a step backwards and turns. He's face to face with a long-haired black man, Grenier. Blood trickles from his throat as he hangs upside down from a tree. He looks around at a group of armed people surrounding him. Grenier grips his arm. A woman with long hair watches him. A heavily built man hands her the victim's gun.
Silver bullets.
She empties the chamber but for one bullet.
Nice touch.
Smirking, she spins the chamber and approaches the victim.
So, caretaker. Looks like you're out of a job. You and your people have been defending these pathetic creatures for a long time. It'll all be over soon enough.
A tall man shows her the map. She points to red circles on it with the gun.
We'll attack each of these camps and destroy them. And this disgrace to our true nature will be over forever. So it was on the tape.
You'll never find the boy in time.
They look up. The moon glows red.
No. It can't be.
It's already begun. The legend is true.
She points the gun at him.
Where's the boy? Tell me!
Not in this lifetime.
As she spins the chamber, he grabs a knife from Grenier and plunges it into his own eye. She rips up the map.
Hurry, gather your men. We have 4 days till full moon. Take this to Barrick. He goes north. Tell him there's no time to lose. You find this boy or it's the end of us.
An eagle swoops down from the red sky. A little boy, Tim, plays with a train set.
You can see for yourself. The boy is safe. But with a red moon, we should be ready for anything, just to make sure. And you be careful. The Red Moon's powers will be very strong, and you'll have to lock down till this is over. I gotta go. Good luck and stay sharp.
He's gonna make it. We all are. This isn't a dream anymore. 4 more days.
Well, that's good news. Bad news is now y'all gotta spend the night downstairs.
A man opens a trapdoor in the floor. A group of people who'd been watching a video in the house troop downstairs to the cellar. An eagle lands on the roof. The last man, Ralph, pauses on the stairs and looks out of the window nervously before descending. The house, a log cabin, is surrounded by woods and overgrown vegetation. The lights glow through the drawn curtains. A hand wears a metal glove. The group strap themselves into armoured suits attached to ropes tied to the ceiling. Ralph tightens the straps for a woman with short hair. The lights go out. The woman looks up anxiously. Ralph holds up a lighter.
It's probably just a fuse. I'll be right back.
He ascends the cellar stairs, holding up the lighter, passing an open fire. He looks over at the window apprehensively as he stands in the darkness. He approaches the window slowly. The fire sends flickering shadows onto the wooden walls and ceiling. He pulls back the tartan curtain and peers out nervously. Looking relieved, he moves away from the window to the fuse box and flicks a switch. The lights come on. He accidentally knocks a tin mug off the corner of a table and stoops to pick it up.
Ralph!
Alarmed by the crash, the woman in the cellar looks up at the floorboards. Someone is walking across the room above the cellar, blocking the light that shines through the cracks. The others in the cellar look up anxiously.
Ralph?
Ralph drops through the trapdoor, landing heavily on his back. His throat has been cut. A tall, handsome, bearded man, Varick, stands over him.
Varick! Oh, my God!
The eagle takes off from the roof and flies across the orange sky. The woman's mouth is taped shut.
Tell me when, Varick, and they're all dead.
Varick holds up a videotape in front of the terrified woman.
So it's true. The boy's alive. Where is he?
He rips off the tape.
That's not what I want. If you cooperate with us, then you will be spared along with your husband. If you choose otherwise, then you will be forced to watch him suffer in agony, allowing you one last look at the life that you elected to end. Do you understand?
She cries as a knife is held at her husband's throat, then nods. Varick wipes away her tears.
Good. Now, where's the child?
We don't know. We never have.
She's fucking lying.
They gotta know, Varick.
You think we hadn't thought of something like this? Of someone like you?
You think you're a martyr? You might as well be holding the blade.
Varick twists her head, forcing her to see Grenier knife her husband in the stomach. She opens her mouth in horror as he slumps, his head bowed. Varick ascends the cellar steps, followed by an attractive woman with long black hair, Sonia.
That's it? You believe her? It doesn't make any sense. It's not possible, Varick.
It makes perfect sense. They can't tell us what they don't know, no matter what we do to them. foolproof.
They're dying for some kid they've never even seen.
They have faith. It's all they need.
Think of something. This kid is out there. I'd rather die than go back to that.
We'll find the child. There is no alternative. We'll find him, Sonia.
The moon glows red. Varric, Sonia, and their two cohorts watch the tape.
Can't even see the kid's face.
So that's how they did it. Boosted morale without risking a thing.
We're wasting our time, Varric. We only have 4 more nights to find this kid.
So. Wait. You see that?
What?
Right there. Look at the mirror.
Varric freezes the tape to reveal a name on a t-shirt reflected in a mirror.
Huguenot.
Come on, baby, breathe. Please, just breathe.
The little boy struggles for breath. His mother puts an inhaler in his mouth.
Will, he can't breathe. I gave him a shot this morning, I don't understand. Oh, his inhaler doesn't help, he just keeps getting worse and worse.
Rachel, it's gonna be okay. Tim, I want you to breathe deep and don't move.
Will, a middle-aged Native American, puts a bowl of steaming fluid under the boy's face as he sits on the edge of the bed. He starts to relax. His mother, Rachel, looks relieved.
Thank you.
It just smells like crap.
Tim lies on his back in bed, having a nightmare in which his mother hovers above him. Then a man breaks down the door. He wakes with a start, wide-eyed with fear, staring up at the ceiling as the footsteps approach. His mother opens the door to look in.
Hey, baby. You okay? You want to see something freaky?
She sits on the bed and opens the blind. The moon glows red.
Isn't that awesome?
They both look up at the moon. She turns away and strokes her son's cheek.
Did you have another bad dream?
No, I'm fine.
She kisses his forehead.
Come here, you. Let's snuggle.
I love you, Mom.
I love you too, baby.
She climbs on the bed to cuddle him. Dawn breaks over the house. The sky glows orange as the sun rises behind the white, weatherboard property, nestling amongst trees. Will sits on the step of the porch, cradling a mug of coffee. As he's about to take a sip, a blue pickup truck arrives. He puts down the mug and stands up. A white-haired old lady, Nana, gets out of the pickup. Will walks over to her.
Is everything all right? I was worried when you were there this morning.
Tim had another attack. A bad one. He's all right now. He's sleeping. So is Rachel. She was up most of the night. The moon is getting very powerful. This may get worse.
Well, thank God for you, Will. You've always been there for us. I don't know what we'd do without you.
Yeah, it's all in a day's work.
Tim is flying a kite in a cornfield, watched by his mother, Rachel, standing outside the house. An older man, Jonas, joins her.
Hey. Tim looks well.
Yeah?
He gets sick and he gets better. It's his whole life.
He comforts me. Jonas.
What's wrong, Rachel?
There's something I have to tell you. It's time for me and Tim to leave. We have to. I have to learn to be a mother. A good mother. Figure out what I want to do with the rest of my life. You guys have raised Tim. I haven't. I'm so goddamn dependent on everyone here. I have to learn to stand on my own 2 feet. He's been dead over 13 years now, Jonas. What progress have I made? His ghost is all around me every time I look at you, Nana, Catherine. I still see him.
Come on, Rachel, don't fool yourself. My brother's ghost is going to be with you wherever you go. So you need to be strong. Despite that, he'd want you to.
I'm sorry, Jonas. I've already made my decision.
Hey, don't!
Okay.
Tim greets the postman.
What up, Val?
You know, gotta give them what they want.
What's that, D?
I don't know. Let me see what I got in here. It's a new DVD.
Yes!
Morning.
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 Morning, Rachel. Oh. What
are
you doing here? Did I miss something?
Muffins. Mail. Oh, forgetting your name tag.
Oh, shoot. Here. Thanks, Nana.
Come on, Dad. Let's go home.
Totally.
Be cool, fool.
Ooh. Oh, shoot. This piece of track keeps catching.
When did we start wielding blades?
Oh, a few days ago. Mom gave it to me.
Right.
She was saving for my birthday. I caught her trying to hide in her jewelry box.
Mm.
So I got it early.
Nice. Let me see that.
Ah, sure.
It looks so used.
Here's my dad's.
Hey, look what the cat dragged in.
Hey, Adam.
Tim's cousin Catherine throws her arms around her boyfriend's neck and kisses him.
How you feeling, big guy?
I'm hungry.
Right, you said it. Let's go get some breakfast.
Easy.
Why does he have to do that? Oh. Hey, heard you had a bit of a scare last night. How do you feel?
Huge. Check that out.
Check this out.
Thanks, Uncle Jonas.
Early birthday present.
Wow, Dad. Is that a smile?
Adam taking care of you? Come on.
How about that moon last night? Pretty wild, huh? Shoot, I'm late. So you'll drop Timmy at the store?
We'll be there.
Arms folded, Nana watches Rachel climb into the pickup. Adam joins her and they drive off. They drive past a sign, "Welcome to Huguenot," and pass a man sitting on the porch of a shack.
Wave to Courtney.
How's Tim? All better?
He's fine. Thanks.
Good news.
Rachel drives on, looking annoyed.
Tim had an attack last night. Last night. Can't even sneeze in this town without anyone knowing our business. Isn't that weird? I mean, it's not normal. It's not.
Adam smiles. A hardware store. Rachel is inside working on the till. She leaves the counter. Adam is placing petrol containers on a shelf. Varric is in the woods loading a gun. He looks up as the eagle flies overhead. His three sidekicks, Sonia, Grenier and Zoe, a man with long grey hair, load their weapons. Varric puts on dark glasses, as does Sonia. Grenier wears goggles. They all sit astride their motorbikes. Varric sets off. The eagle flies over Huguenot. The four motorcyclists drive past the sign, down a long straight road towards the town, which nestles amongst trees of different golden hues. A man sips a drink on the porch of his shack. He looks up as the bikers approach, slowly and menacingly, four abreast. He stands up. Varric glances at him disdainfully as they pass. The man's coffee mug falls off the porch and smashes. traffic lights blazing, the four bikers split up at crossroads in the deserted town. Varric and Sonia park and dismount. Varric removes his glasses. Sonia, bursting out of her tight denim jacket, wields a gun. They walk in opposite directions across the empty road. They slowly walk through the town. Sonia pauses and looks around. Unaware Varric is passing outside, Rachel checks paperwork in the hardware store, her back to the window. She looks over her shoulder after he's passed.
We're not here right now. Leave a message and we'll get right back to you. Thanks.
Hey guys, it's me. Where are you?
I thought you'd be here by now. It's getting late. Where are you?
Nana?
Hmm?
Do you think the moon will be red again tonight?
Yeah, maybe.
Really? What makes it red?
It's getting late. Let's just get you to the store.
An eagle swoops over Nana and Tim at a street corner. Frowning, Varric watches them from across the road. Nana suddenly spots him and looks petrified.
Nana? Nana?
Nana and Varric glare at each other. Tim looks at Varric with a bewildered frown, then turns to Nana. Nana takes Tim by the shoulders and starts to usher him away.
Come on.
Varric slowly follows them. Nana looks back at him.
All we want is the boy.
Tim's eyes widen as Nana produces a huge gun from her bag. Varric draws his weapon.
Run!
A bullet grazes Nana's shoulder. In the shop, Rachel looks up, alarmed. Tim hides behind a mail van. Nana fires before dodging round the back of the van. Rachel hurries through the store. Nana fires across the bonnet of the van. Varric ducks into a doorway. The rest of the gang turn up and start firing. Postman Doak returns to his van, pulling a gun from his mailbag. Townsfolk run out onto the street, wielding guns and firing. Nana gives a gun to Tim.
I'll explain later. Right now, learn how to load a gun.
Nana, what are you doing?
We need to move now.
Timothy!
The gun battle between the townsfolk and Varric and his gang continues. Rachel rushes out of the store. Adam pushes her to the ground. Rachel watches Tim handle Nana's gun. Varric shoots the sheriff. Adam looks distraught.
Dad!
Adam fires at the gang.
Head straight for the saddle, Shaw. Stay there until I come for you.
I'm not leaving you, Nana.
Do as I say.
Oh. Tim runs out from behind the van. Nana fires two guns at Varric. Rachel watches Tim, then runs after him. Varric removes his jacket and takes two more guns from shoulder holsters. Nana is shot in the stomach.
Go! Get the boy!
Tim hides in an alley, then dodges into a saddlery store and crouches on the floor under the window. Rachel runs in. Rachel hugs Tim. As Zoe appears at the window, she ducks down with her son. Rachel clamps her hand over Tim's mouth. Zoe's feet cast a shadow beneath the door. As he peers in through the shop window, Jonas suddenly puts his hand over Rachel's mouth.
Don't move until I tell you. No, we need...
Zoe leaves.
To get to my garage. Trust me.
Varric and his gang reload and walk four abreast down the empty, tree-lined main street. Doak, the postman, and Adam watch from inside a garage as the gang pass by.
Adam, they're on us. Where's Jonas?
Varric stops, frowning, and looks at the garage. Inside, Catherine grabs a rifle from a box of weapons as Jonas, Rachel, and Tim arrive.
Give me your hand! Give me your hand, Rachel! Come on!
The gang approach the garage. Suddenly, a large lorry bursts out, crashing through closed doors. The gang dive out of the way, then start firing at it. Sonia lies sprawled on the ground. Will is driving a lorry. The back doors open as Nana runs after it. Catherine fires out of the back. The gang shoot Nana as she tries to board the lorry.
No! Get out of here!
Lying on her back, Nana fires at the garage petrol pumps. They explode in a massive fireball. The lorry speeds away. Inside, Catherine tends her father, Jonas, who has a shoulder wound.
I can't believe
it! Anyone else hit? Get the bandages!
Okay.
Put some pressure,
Nana slowly gets to her feet amongst the burning debris as the gang approaches. Standing still, she confronts them. Varric gestures to his companions to hold fire. He points his gun at Nana.
Nana!
How did they find us, Jonas? How?
What the hell is happening?
They want Timothy.
What are you talking about?
They want to kill him, Rachel. And they're not going to stop until he's dead.
Why would anyone want to kill Tim? He's just a boy.
In 3 days, on a full moon, something's going to happen to Timothy. Something they can't allow.
Varric lowers his gun.
We'll find them. You know that.
You're not making any sense.
We're cursed. We kept you in the dark all these years because it was the best way to prevent them from finding Timothy. Ever. And we kept him safe, Rachel. For 13 years, we kept him safe. Don't.
Varric shoots Nana in the head as she starts to become a werewolf.
We call ourselves skinwalkers.
I don't understand.
You would call us werewolves.
Who were they?
Skinwalkers. But not like us. It's really quite simple. We want the curse to end. They don't.
Why do they want me?
Because you're the only one who has the power to end the curse forever. You're special, Timothy. You have your mother's blood and ours. Nana was one of us. So was your father.
No. That's impossible. Not my husband.
Pull this thing over. We're getting out.
Rich!
Don't
please.
You get it? I don't believe
please.
You.
You're no better.
It's gonna be okay. I promise.
Doak covers Rachel's mouth with a chloroform pad. Varric stands over Nana. His teeth have become pointed fangs. Sonia and Grenier look up at the sky as their teeth become pointed and their eyes turn red. They gaze at the moon, glowing crimson as the clouds pass over it. drives down a dark country road. Rachel is asleep inside. The others have tied themselves into armored suits. Rachel wakes up and looks at them, terrified as they snarl and roar. Will, the driver, looks over his shoulder. Tim is beside him.
Don't worry. She's safe. They're locked down. She needs to see it to believe it.
You're not like them.
I'm just a friend. I knew your father when he was your age. Jonas and I go way back. My people have been taking care of these people for a long time. There's a legend, a belief, that if a child is...
Half-breed.
Something like that. And if he lives to be 13 years old, there's going to be a red moon, which is a signal to all skinwalkers that the prophecy will be fulfilled at midnight on the day of your 13th birthday. When they turn, the craving for human blood is so intense that if they break free and feed, they will become the beast forever.
The ones trying to kill me, they don't want the curse to end?
To them, it's not a curse. The lust and desire to consume human blood is so overwhelming for them, it's like drugs to an addict.
In the forest, a man turns into a werewolf under a crimson sky.
Skinwalkers were Native American. They believed that the power of the wolf was a gift, but it mutated, and many couldn't control the lust for power, couldn't fight the beast inside them.
What makes you think I can? If I live through this, what is it that I'm supposed to be able to do exactly?
I don't know.
Tim leans back, looking disappointed, then slides the cab partition open and joins his mother in the lorry. She holds him tightly as the werewolves struggle to free themselves from their bindings. Tim pulls away from his mother. She watches anxiously as he walks past the werewolves, looking up at their snarling faces. Tim gulps as the creatures bare their fangs and thrash about in their straps. Tim reaches out and places his hands on the chest of one of the werewolves. He looks up at it imploringly. It seems to relax and stares back at the boy. Tim looks up at Jonas tearfully. A bar in a rural setting, the Last Chance Saloon.
Here you go, little girl. Anytime.
Inside, a girl in a denim miniskirt carries beers to two leering men by a pool table.
Daddy, baby.
Dreaming.
Yeah.
Hey.
Play some pool.
Let's play, babe. Oh, yeah, we're gonna play, all right.
Get your hands off me!
How about two against one?
No!
We're partying now, yeah!
Get off of me! Get off of me!
As the men hold her down on the pool table, the lights go out.
Hey, sweetheart! You want some of this?
At the bar, a werewolf turns around, bares its teeth, and flies across the room to attack the two men, landing on the pool table. As the girl cowers against the wall, Varric enters the bar in werewolf form. A man tries to attack him. Varric throws him to the floor. Another werewolf bares its teeth and hurls a man across the bar. Varric attacks another man, snapping his neck and throwing him down onto a table. As a terrified man tries to crawl away, a werewolf snarls over him. Then another, outside, breaks a window and jumps in on top of him.
Mom!
notices the terrified girl. He flexes his clawed hand as he approaches her menacingly. He towers over the girl as she sits on the floor. Then he throws back his head and bares his fangs in a roar. The moon glows red in the sky. Naked, Sonia and Varric are having sex against a wall, their open mouths revealing long, pointed teeth. The rest of the gang feast on the dead men in the bar. Naked, Sonia straddles Varric, who lies on his back in the forest. Black clouds chase across the red sky. As the sun rises, Sonia and Varric separate and revert to human form. Bare-chested and sweating, Varric looks up at the sky. Will opens the back of the lorry and climbs in. The werewolves have become human again. Rachel and Tim are in a corner, huddled under a blanket. Will kneels beside them. Jonas, still tied up, looks over at them.
Please forgive us.
Rachel stares at Will. He stands up and starts to undo the strap securing Jonas.
We're refueled. I'm going to head for the stronghold.
Will releases Doak. Jonas, looking exhausted, stares at Rachel and Tim, still huddled in the corner of the lorry. Sonia kneels by a campfire in the woods, wearing black leather trousers and a bra. Zoe wipes the blood off his muscular torso. Sonia pushes back her long black hair. Varric sits on his motorbike and loads his gun. Sonia puts on her denim jacket, pouting as she passes Zoe.
You know, you might even like it if you try it.
Not in this lifetime.
Varric smiles, watching Sonia reject Zoe. The eagle perches on Grenier's arm.
Where the hell are we gonna go?
Follow the leader.
The eagle takes off.
Go.
Yeah.
Let's get it done.
The lorry is parked by a lake. Jonas, his shoulder bandaged, drains a bottle of orange juice. Wiping his mouth, he approaches Rachel, who's squatting on the bank of the lake. She stands up as he joins her.
I'm the same man, Rachel.
No. You're not. Not to me.
You've been living like this your whole life? Every month?
What about them? The ones coming after us, when they change, do they...
They hunt, and they kill. They're addicted to blood. Once you feed, you can't go back.
Those beasts killed my husband, and now they're after my son? How is a 13-year-old boy gonna end all of this?
He's special. The nightmares, the asthma... Timothy's body's at war with itself, and he needs you. We need you.
So what now? How do we keep my son safe?
Now we keep together, and we stay out of sight. Now there's just two more days. We're so close, Rachel.
Tim comes over and hugs his mother.
Hey. What is it, baby?
He has a nightmarish vision of his father being shot and his mother being attacked.
It's okay, baby. I'm here.
It's gonna be okay, Tim.
What happened? You passed out.
You'll be back in the game in no time. Good.
Rachel gives Tim a drink as he lies in hospital.
So how you get the nurse? What you do, a walk around? We don't know this place. I don't want any surprises.
All right, I know it.
What is going on upstairs? Damn it.
Breathe. Tim's gonna make it. He always does. Stronger than all of us put together.
Yeah. I know that. And I believe that. I'm sick of looking over my shoulder and not knowing who to trust.
How do you feel, young man?
Better. Now that you're here.
Tim. It's fine. It's cute.
Cute, huh?
You had all the lab technicians scratching their heads.
Let me guess. I'm a werewolf.
Not quite. But he does have a very rare blood type. Not only that, but his white blood count was off the charts. He gets that from me. I'm AB negative.
That's not it. What about his father?
That's a tough one.
But we're not sure.
Okay. You have some pretty strong blood running through you.
Adam and Catherine are in the corridor.
Adam. We are so close. Before we know it, our lives are going to be our own. We can be whatever we want to be. Okay? We're so close.
I want to be a better half.
It's long hours.
Yeah? What's it pay?
It's more about the benefits.
They jump as a doctor exits a nearby toilet.
How long before we can be on our way?
Let me go talk to the doctor.
Don't be a stranger.
Thank you.
Tim smirks. Rachel looks angry.
What? I'm almost 13, you know.
Jonas leaves the room and, clutching his shoulder, walks down the corridor to join his daughter Catherine and Adam.
He's doing okay. We'll be out of here in no time.
Adam, get to the roof. You might see something we can't. Kat, you take the back entrance. I want to stay here.
Mom? I want to get out of here. We need to leave.
I know. Doc's gone to find someone. It'll be a minute.
Car accident. Head trauma.
Jonas watches a patient wheeled past on a trolley followed by the nurse. Adam is outside on a fire escape looking around. Catherine waits anxiously in the empty corridor. Jonas wanders through the empty reception area. A patient lies on a bed. Her eyes are covered by a blood-stained dressing. The nurse starts to remove it.
Let's take a look.
Adam is on the fire escape looking down at Jonas, who is outside the entrance. Jonas looks up at the eagles soaring overhead. He makes a call to Will, who's at the wheel of the lorry.
Jonas,
bring the RV around now.
Will starts up the lorry. Catherine runs down the corridor. The nurse, throat cut, lies on the floor in her underwear. Sonia, disguised as a nurse, enters Tim's room and locks the door.
Excuse me? Can we get a doctor, please? We'd like to leave. Hey, what are you doing? Oh,
Mom! Sonia fells Rachel, then starts to throttle Tim. Catherine hurries through the hospital, gun drawn, until Varick grabs her, clamping his hand over her mouth.
No!
Sonia lashes out at Rachel. Doak, outside, looks alarmed.
It's time to die.
As Sonia is about to stab Tim, Doak rushes in and hurls her aside. She jumps on his back.
Tim, get up! Go, Timmy, go! Get off!
Are you okay? Come on, get up!
Tim helps Rachel up. Doak floors Sonia.
Come on! Let's go! Come on!
Jonas spots Grenier in the corridor and shoots him. Zoe appears and returns fire. Adam, out on the fire escape, watches Will arrive in the lorry and launches himself off the stairs onto the roof of the moving vehicle. Doak, Rachel and Tim wait round a corner as Jonas and Zoe exchange fire in the corridor. Doak is caught in the crossfire as he carries Tim in his arms. As the lorry pulls up outside the entrance, Doak collapses. Tim is distraught.
No! 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 No!
It's okay.
Jonas shoots Grenier as Rachel loads Tim into the lorry. Adam shoots him in the head. Zoe fires back outside the hospital entrance. Farrick holds Catherine at gunpoint.
Jonas!
Let's stop all of this. Brother.
Cover me well.
Let her go, Caleb.
Rachel looks stunned and shakes her head as she jumps down from the lorry, staring at Varric.
Caleb?
Varric frowns, gripping Catherine round the neck. Sonia arrives, pointing her gun at Rachel and glancing at Varric with a confused expression. Tim, next to Will, watches from the back of the lorry. Adam trains two guns on Varric.
Don't make me do something I don't want to do. Join me. We're one and the same.
I'm nothing like you.
I am what I was meant to be. You live a lie. We were wrong. I know what you're feeling, trust me.
Trust you? You're killing fellow human beings.
I am not human. And I will not risk spending the rest of my days as one. Diseased and flawed. We're better than that.
Let her go, Caleb. Let her go.
I'll make you a deal. Catherine for the boy.
My daughter for your son.
Rachel sobs. Zoe looks bewildered.
What? What the hell is he talking about, Varric?
Rachel shakes her head at Varric. He frowns, looking at Tim, and has a flashback of the night he and Rachel were attacked. Jonas stares at Varric. Zoe ducks behind a pillar at the sound of the police sirens.
Fuck this!
Exchange fire. Rachel, Jonas, and Adam jump into the back of the lorry. It speeds away.
You told me he was dead, Uncle Jonas! You all told me that! You all lied to me! You said he was dead! Yeah! Mine!
Oh! They've got her. Oh my God, Jonas! They've got Kat!
The lorry drives down a tree-lined hill. Rachel and Tim are huddled together in the back. Jonas comes through the sliding wooden door from the cab to join them.
Are you old enough, Cal?
Tim jumps up and angrily joins Will in the cab.
His son.
Jonas stands up. Rachel starts to cry. The battered lorry crosses a narrow iron bridge.
That bitch was your wife?
It was another life.
And that was your son?
I didn't know. Changes nothing.
It changes everything. That kid has to die.
Your son is right, Greg. This is fucked up. That boy has to die.
I know.
I don't care whose kid it is. You can't hesitate.
You shut your mouth. You question my resolve. The boy has no father. And I have no son.
The lorry is parked by a cave. Will hands Jonas a gun and a can of petrol. He enters the cave where a fire is burning. Adam follows him carrying a rifle.
Jonas!
This is our best chance, Adam. Will and I know this place. It's safe. We'll be able to wait it out here. We can protect him here.
Tell me she isn't worth it. Tell me she isn't worth going back for.
Varric waves a knife in front of Catherine's face.
Why are you doing this?
That son of a bitch, he knows he's got my only weakness. That's why she's still alive, Adam. And that's why we can't go back, because that's what he's counting on.
Varric cuts the rope tying Catherine to a tree.
You're gonna torture her mercilessly.
These two!
Oh, this will be interesting.
And you know she won't break. Can you live with that?
In the cave, Jonas looks bereft. Tears course down Adam's cheeks.
Neither can I.
It's just one more day, Adam, and all this will be over. Everything we believe in lives in Timothy.
Everything I believe in is out there.
She's gone, Adam. Now, if you go back, it'll be the end of us.
Jonas! We're safe as we're gonna get. Time to lock down.
All right.
Adam, you first. Let's go. The red moon is gonna be even stronger tonight.
Adam returns to the lorry. Jonas is silhouetted in the cave entrance against the bright red leaves on the trees outside. Leaning on a rock, he sobs over the fire. Varric and his gang hold Catherine in the woods as the sky glows dark red. In the lorry, Adam and Jonas thrash about strapped in their suits, sweating profusely. A cloud passes across the red moon. Rachel holds Tim tight as Jonas becomes a werewolf and struggles, strapped up in the back of a lorry. Morning. Jonas climbs out of the cab of the lorry, a cartridge belt over his shoulder.
Adam!
Jonas walks to the back of the lorry carrying a gun.
Adam, I want you to find some higher ground and keep your eyes peeled. Adam. Adam!
Jonas looks around outside the cave.
Adam! Adam!
Adam is running through the woods. Jonas stands outside the cave looking from side to side. Adam jumps down a leafy bank in the forest. Adam stops and bends over to catch his breath next to a lake. Horrified, he sees a reflection of Catherine in the water. She is hanging, arms tied to a wooden pole, against a rock face covered in blood. She stirs. At the lorry, Jonas talks to Rachel.
Get Timothy. We're leaving now. We're no longer safe here.
How did he become one of them?
The night of the attack, we thought he was dead. But we were wrong. Now he must have survived and he must have hunted, because now he's one of them.
Jonas, it's Caleb. My husband, your brother.
The Caleb that you loved died that night.
He is not dead. How could you lie to me all these years?
I did it to protect you. Now he's taken Catherine. You don't think that I feel any of that, do you?
I'm not like you, Jonas. Any of you remember? I don't have a beast inside of me.
You better find it, or your son will die.
Jonas!
You found her.
Adam leads Catherine out from behind the lorry. Her clothes are torn and bloodstained, her eyes downcast. Tim is by her side. Jonas approaches them, looking anguished. He strikes Adam across the face.
I told you not to go. You led them to us.
I didn't see anyone.
Jonas pushes back the hood of Catherine's jacket and smooths her matted hair.
Everybody in the truck. We gotta go now.
Rachel is driving the lorry with Tim at her side. He looks uneasy.
Tim? You okay, baby?
They pass a sign for Calverston, 40 miles. In the back of the lorry, Jonas strokes Catherine's cheek.
I couldn't believe that it was him, Daddy. He looked so different. He wanted to know where we were headed. The others wanted me dead, but he wouldn't allow it. I guess he saved my life.
They're gonna be on our tail now. Hopefully we can make up some time tonight.
I'm sorry, Jonas. I couldn't leave her.
Catherine looks at tearful Adam. Varric, Zoe and Sonia speed along on their motorbikes. The lorry is on a tree-lined road. At the wheel, Rachel looks determined, Tim nervous. The lorry passes another sign for Calverston, now 15 miles. Will dabs Catherine's back with a cloth.
I was zoning in and out. He wanted to know where we were.
I'll finish with Cap. You two get yourselves locked up. She's gonna need some time.
I'm sorry. I just don't remember.
It's all right.
I wish I had more for you.
It's okay.
She jumps back.
Jonas, we gotta get locked down. You're gonna be okay, Catherine. Try and relax. We're gonna take this one step at a time.
The lorry drives down a country road. Varric, wearing dark glasses, passes the same road sign, followed by Zoe and Sonia. Will helps Catherine to her feet.
My head.
Adam straps himself in his suit.
Daddy, something's wrong with me.
Yeah, what is it?
Get the fuck back, cocksucker!
Lock it down. Do it now.
Don't! Just leave me alone. I don't know what's happening. I can't control
it. It's impossible. They left her for dead.
No!
Will Deming, you made a fiend. Do it now. Lock her down.
He gave me life.
Catherine twists Will's head, breaking his neck, then looks down at his body with a shocked expression.
Will, what happened?
Adam and Jonas struggle to free themselves from their suits.
Adam, she'll kill us and she'll kill Timothy. It's what Varric wanted.
Baby, you have no idea what you're missing. God, it's so amazing. We can feel it together.
She's gone, Adam. She's turned. That's not Catherine anymore.
You can't do it, you fucking coward.
I can't.
don't let him do this. Don't, please. Come on, Adam. You gotta do it. You gotta do something.
Adam points a gun at Catherine. Jonas tries to reach Will's gun.
Jonas!
Adam shoots Catherine in the leg. Rachel, alarmed by the gunshot, swerves.
Shut me, you little prick!
I'm sorry. You're gonna be okay, all right? I'll be okay.
Maybe.
She approaches Adam, who is still pointing his gun at her. Jonas struggles to reach Will's weapon.
Please.
Catherine moves closer to Adam.
She's gone, Adam. You gotta do something. She's gone. Adam, she's gone.
Catherine strokes Adam's arm, then grabs his gun and points it at his chest while Jonas fights to free himself.
Don't, Catherine. Cat, I love you. You love me.
Catherine shoots Adam, then hugs him, looking distraught.
That's enough, baby. That's enough.
Suddenly, she backs away, looking horrified at what she's done.
Please, Catherine. Give me that.
Open the door, kiddo.
Timothy, don't! No,
Timothy, stay down.
No, keep the door closed!
Catherine strikes her father across the face.
Timothy! Come on, kiddo!
No!
Sit down.
Keep the door closed,
Shut the fuck up!
She hits Jonas again, remaining out of reach.
It doesn't have to be this way. Don't you want to feel what I'm feeling?
Think about what you're doing. You helped raise that boy. This is not you. It's not you. You have to fight it. Cat, you have to fight it. Give me your hand. Give me your hand.
Timothy, open the door.
No! Keep the door closed!
Uncle Jonas is trying to hurt me.
Keep driving!
Timothy, don't!
She hits him again.
Timothy! Close the door, Timothy!
Catherine starts to mutate. Jonas breaks free and shoots her in the back.
Oh my God!
Tim backs away as Catherine falls forward into the cab. While Rachel looks down at Catherine, the Eagle smashes into the windscreen. Rachel struggles to control the lorry. It overturns. Varric, Sonia, and Zoe are on their bikes, bathed in a red glow. The lorry lies on its side on a country road under a red sky. Headlights blazing, Varric and his gang pull up by the crashed lorry. They dismount. Varric draws his gun as he approaches the vehicle, which is covered in vegetation. Sonia and Zoe, armed, creep around it. Zoe pulls open the back door. It's empty. Rachel, Tim, and Jonas are walking past a station under a red sky.
There it is. We only have to make it till midnight.
The station clock reads 9:30.
Three bodies, but there's no kid. There's nothing back there. They're all gone.
They're close.
They're in an empty factory.
Just one more hour. We'll be safe in here. It has a steel door. Locks from the inside.
What are you thinking?
Well, I'm out there. And you're in here with Tim.
You want to go out there alone?
No, I got a few tricks up my sleeve.
Then Let me help you, Jonas.
Now, you listen to me. After I turn, I'm going to be fighting the need to feed.
We're here. We can help you.
On anything and anyone. Now, I don't know what's going to happen. But if I feed, I'm going to lose control. And you're not going to have a choice. Kill me. You're going to kill me. You swear it. I swear to me, Rachel. You'll have no choice.
He gives Rachel a rifle. Tim, tearful, hugs him. Jonas pushes him away.
It's not for another hour, but happy birthday, Timothy.
He takes off a silver pendant and gives it to the boy.
We just have to last until midnight. You're gonna be okay, Tim.
He starts to leave, shutting Rachel and Tim in a wire cage. As he turns away, his hand becomes clawed and furry. Tim clasps the silver pendant in his hand. Rachel bolts the door. They crouch in the cage. A fire burns nearby. Lightning flashes. Rachel looks up at the metal gantries under the factory roof. They're lit up by the storm. The moon glows red. Tim and Rachel huddle together, looking terrified. Jonas, now a werewolf, lurks in the shadows. The factory door bursts open. Varric and his companions, all three now werewolves, burst in, looking around. They jog through the dark building while the storm rages. Jonas watches Sonia with his red eyes. Rachel takes off her jacket and covers Tim. Jonas lurks in the shadows on a high metal gantry. Zoe looks up and spots him, then quickly shins up an iron pillar to get at him. He lands on the metal platform and looks around. Jonas watches him, snarling. Jonas leaps up to a higher gantry and threads a rope through a pulley. He looks down at Zoe, who roars at him. A metal crate hurtles down towards him. He steps into a loop of rope and is hoisted up by the pulley, hanging upside down in front of Jonas, who lays into him. Varric looks alarmed. Sonia emerges from the shadows. Jonas strikes Zoe repeatedly, then cuts the rope that suspends him. He plummets down to the floor far below, landing on his back. Jonas looks down from the platform. Varric roars in fury. Tim jumps up and knocks over a spool of cable. Sonia, alerted by the noise, looks down at the cage from a gantry. Varric paces through the factory. Jonas, nearby, watches him. Jonas bares his fangs. The two werewolves square up to each other, then roar. The fire blazes behind Varric. Both werewolves leap high in the air amongst the iron beams and fight viciously. Varric disappears. Jonas gets to his feet on a platform and looks up as Varric hurtles towards him. Varric pins Jonas down, punching his head.
Oh,
Jonas lashes out at Varric, sending him crashing against a wall. He returns and pins Jonas down again. Jonas throws him off. He lands on a crate. Jonas gets up and looks down at the smashed wood. Rachel and Tim leap up as Sonia looks down at the cage. Rachel cocks her rifle, looking up. Sonia snarls as she watches Rachel from above. Sonia suddenly jumps on top of the wire roof of the cage. It collapses, landing on top of Rachel. Tim watches terrified as the two women grip the wire between them. Jonas looks around on a high platform. Varric jumps on him from behind, punches him and sends him flying over the edge. Varric looks over the handrail at the empty floor below. Jonas is hanging from a beam out of sight. Tim glances at the rifle on the floor as the two women struggle. He picks it up and fires it at Sonia. He's thrown back by the force of the gun, dropping it. Varric looks up. Rachel picks up the gun and fires at Sonia. Sonia slumps. Varric roars.
We gotta move now.
As they leave the cage and run across the factory floor, Varric leaps down in front of them. Rachel shields Tim as Varric advances on them, snarling.
Please. Don't hurt him.
Varric looks at Tim, then Rachel. Rachel looks up at Varric imploringly, then shakes her head, starting to sob. Varric pauses, then strikes Rachel. She falls to the floor. Varric looms over Tim, baring his fangs. Tim backs away. Jonas jumps on Varric's back as he's about to attack. Tim kneels over unconscious Rachel. Tim looks over his shoulder as the two werewolves trade blows. He tries to rouse Rachel.
Oh, Uncle Jonas is trapped!
Tim leaves Rachel as she comes round and runs up a metal staircase to the gantry where Jonas and Varric are fighting. He watches wide-eyed as Varric grips Jonas in a headlock. Varric looks over at Tim and hesitates. Jonas sinks his fangs into Varric's arm. Varric falls back. Jonas kneels over him and starts to eat him. Jonas looks up with blood dripping from his mouth. He snarls at Tim, who seems rooted to the spot. As Jonas prepares to pounce, he's felled by a shot from Rachel. He falls to the floor, writhing. Rachel stands over him with the rifle. Tim looks down at him with an anguished expression. Rachel lowers the rifle. Jonas looks up at them, blood trickling from his mouth. He rolls on his back and dies. Rachel grips Tim's shoulders.
Let's get the hell out of here.
As they turn away, Varric appears behind them. Rachel tries to fire.
No!
Varric floors Rachel. Tim looks up at him with a determined expression, wielding his father's knife. Farrick glares at the knife with his red eyes. The full moon glows red in the sky. The clock strikes midnight. Tim drops the knife, shaking his head in resignation. Farrick throws back his head and roars, then sinks his fangs into Tim's neck. The moon grows paler. Varric steps away from Tim, his mouth bloody. Tim clutches his bleeding neck. Varric backs away, blood dripping from his mouth. He leans against a rail. Rachel suddenly appears and smashes his head with a rifle. He falls over the rail to the floor far below. Tim and Rachel look down at him.
Are you okay?
They go downstairs and stand over Varric's body. He slowly returns to human form and looks up at them, lying on his back. Lightning flashes. Varric's face is scored by scratch marks. His expression softens. He looks up at Rachel and frowns. Tim kneels over him while Rachel watches, breathing heavily.
Dad?
He squeezes Tim's arm. He looks up at Rachel, who starts to cry. Lightning flashes over Varric as Tim and Rachel kneel by him on the tiled factory floor. Clouds race past the full moon. The moon disappears in shadow. The new moon appears. Tim rings a shiny bell on a motel reception desk. A thin man approaches Rachel, Tim and Varric, who are waiting at the counter.
Can I help you?
We'd like a room.
He puts the register on the counter.
I need your names and a credit card.
It'll be cash.
Cash works.
As she's signing Mr. and Mrs., she sees the reflection of a hooded figure in the bell. She draws her gun. It's a terrified man in a Halloween outfit from a party opposite the motel. Varric frowns at Rachel.
Sorry, my wife's a little jumpy.
Yeah, sorry. It's just one of those nights.
The desk clerk's hand shakes as he passes her the key. Varric slaps the terrified party guest on the chest as they leave. They walk to their first floor room, which overlooks a swimming pool. The new moon shines above the motel.
So many people sacrificed their lives for me. And now we make sure they didn't die in vain. Uncle Jonas was right after all. I do have the power to end the curse. It's just not going to be as easy as they all hoped. The power is in my blood.
Rachel takes a syringe full of Tim's blood and empties it into silver-tipped bullets. Varric grabs a gun and answers the door. It's the desk clerk.
I'm here to be cured.
Looking terrified, he enters the room.
salvation. For the others, their destruction.
A bloodshot eye glows amber, then becomes part of a crude drawing of a werewolf's face on a flickering orange background. The end.